This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, Allahu, Allah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wabihi nasta'een. Wa nusalli wa nusallim ala khatam al-nabiyyin. إمامنا وقدوتنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance and we seek his guidance subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of our souls and the adverse consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees guidance upon, then none can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees misguidance upon, then none can guide him. And peace and salutations be upon the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger. O servants of Allah, O children of Adam, my dear brothers and sisters and dear viewers, I greet you with the greetings of Islam and peace. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to our episode in this series in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the purposes of our discussion today, I hope to begin with you all a theme from the themes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names, and that is the theme of knowledge. In previous episodes, we discussed the theme of compassion and the theme of mercy, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many names that fit under this theme of knowledge. From these names is Al-Alim, and from these names is Al-Khabir, and from these names is Al-Raqib, and from these names is Al-Wasi', and from these names is Al-Shaheed, and from these names is Al-Muhaymin, and from these names is Al-Sami', and from these names is Al-Basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed the all-knowing. And this is mentioned 158 times in the Qur'an. And the totally aware, and this is mentioned 45 times in the Qur'an. And the all-observant, and this is mentioned 3 times in the Qur'an. And the vast, and this is mentioned 9 times in the Qur'an. And Allah is the universal witness, and this is mentioned 19 times in the Qur'an. And Allah is the guardian, and this is mentioned 1 time in the Qur'an. And Allah is the all-hearing, and this is mentioned 45 times in the Qur'an. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-seeing, and this is mentioned 42 times in the Qur'an. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those names that fit under this particular theme. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his knowledge in his book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this in many ayat. From these ayat is the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Alhamdulillahi alladhi lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardi wa lahu alhamdu fil akhirah. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ.
الله أكبر. Such soothing words. Wallahi, the Qur'an soothes the heart. It makes it soft. It soothes our hearts and it makes us feel closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us diligent with his book. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all the praises and thanks are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. His is all the praises and thanks in the hereafter. And he is the all-wise and the all-aware. And these are from the names of Allah, Al-Hakim and Al-Khabir. These are from the names that fit under the theme of knowledge as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He knows that which goes into the earth, and He knows that which comes forth from it, and He knows that which descends from the heaven, and He knows that which ascends to it. And He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the most merciful, the oft forgiving, Ar-Rahim and Al-Ghafoor, and we studied these names in previous episodes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge, O servants of Allah, encompasses even the most hidden secrets. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Have you not seen that Allah knows whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is on earth? There is no najwa, secret counsel. There is no najwa of three, but He is their fourth. Meaning Allah knows what's happening between those three with His knowledge. Nor five, but He is their sixth. Meaning there's no secret that's being discussed between five people except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that as well. Allah says not of less than that or more. But Allah says, but He is with them wheresoever they may be. And afterwards on the day of resurrection, He will inform them of what they did and what they used to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the extent of His knowledge in ending this ayah by saying, Verily Allah is the all-knower of everything. Allahu Akbar. An amazing ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge encompasses even the unseen. Even the unseen, that which is in our heart and that which nobody else can see. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها قل إنما علمها عند ربي لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو ثقلت في السماوات والأرض لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة يسألونك كأنك حفي عنها قل إنما علمها عند الله ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they ask you about the hour, meaning the day of resurrection. When will its appointed time be? Allah says, say, the knowledge thereof is with Allah alone. None can reveal its time but Allah. Heavy is its burden through the heavens and the earth. It shall not come upon you except all of a sudden. They ask you as if you have good knowledge of it. Rather say, the knowledge thereof is with Allah, but most of mankind know not. Allah, O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, knows the unseen. That which He did not reveal to His Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the secrets in our hearts, that which nobody else has seen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which we do in private as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the finer details of everything. He knows of this, subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and with him are the keys of the ghaib, all that which is hidden. None knows them but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knows whatever there is in the land, and on the land. And Allah knows everything that is in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but he knows it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is not a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but it is written in a clear record. And we know that the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on his divine knowledge. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge encompasses everything. Allah knows everything. He knows everything. And with this knowledge, I want you to understand the names that fall under the theme of knowledge, right? I was once told an interesting story of a teacher that tested his students. For there was a student that he liked a lot. And the other students felt the teacher's love and like for this child. And the teacher wanted to make manifest to the students why he has an inclination to this child. Not that he favored this child, but he had a soft spot for this child. And to teach them why, he gave them homework and said, your homework is to bring tomorrow to class a slaughtered chicken. Now, the teacher instructed them to slaughter this chicken in a place that nobody would know of. And nobody would know what they were doing there. This was the instruction. So the next day, they all came with their chickens. All of them had their chicken slaughtered, except this boy. And whilst the class ridiculed him as being a coward, not being able to slaughter the chicken, the teacher said, no, he's the only one who has passed his homework, because the instruction was to do what? To slaughter it where no one would see you, and no one would know that you're there, and no one would know of what you're doing. And the teacher asked this boy as to why he came with a live chicken, and he said that I searched far and wide, and I could not find a place where I would be in that no one would know I was there, because everywhere I went, I knew that Allah knew where I was. This is the reality of servants of Allah. Imagine how many leaves a tree has. How many leaves? And Allah says that there's no leaf from any tree on the globe that falls except that Allah has knowledge of it falling. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over that point. And we'll take a short break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Allah.